Critical infrastructure is a common target in international conflicts. As a result, there's a real danger of cyber attacks being used against such critical infrastructure. Recently, a water pump near Springfield, Illinois, failed for an unknown reason, and rumors quickly spread that the failure was due to a cyber attack from Russia. The rumors turned out to not be correct. But this situation set off a firestorm of discussion about the safety of critical infrastructure networks. In fact, computer networks are both targets and weapons in a new battlefield. For this reason, computer security is often treated as a national security issue at a high-level policy creation stage. At the same time, most computer networks are privately owned, as are the systems that provide critical services. These networks and systems are generally operated using software that was privately produced. With cybersecurity being intertwined with national security and the instruments for cybersecurity being largely under private control, there is a clear need for a closer relationship between private information technology professionals and the government. This November, the U.S. House of Representatives began to tackle this problem with the introduction of the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, which, if passed, would amend Title 11 of the National Security Act. This act, which is currently in the House Committee on Intelligence, would facilitate information sharing between the government and the private sector. This proposed law would limit information sharing to situations where sharing is needed to protect the national security of the United States. Companies that handle their own cybersecurity are considered self-protected entities under the proposed law and are also eligible under the information sharing provisions. The proposed language includes a prohibition on use of shared information to gain an unfair competitive advantage and a provision excusing covered entities from legal liability for either information sharing or for failing to act on shared information. What about privacy and civil liberties issues? Currently, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, ECPA, limits the ability of internet service providers to share subscriber information with the government. This proposed law would carve out an exception for national security purposes. The proposed law also requires annual reports about the sharing of information under this section. This requirement is included to provide some oversight to protect civil liberties. However, it is not clear how much protection these reports would provide or if these reports would compensate for the weakened protection under ECPA. Information sharing is an important first step, but another element of cyber threats that this proposed legislation ignores is the danger of zero-day vulnerabilities, which by definition are unknown until they're exploited. It is unclear how effective information sharing would be with situations like the Stuxnet worm, which exploited 4 zero-day vulnerabilities in the systems controlling Iranian nuclear infrastructure and which set back Iran's uranium enrichment process. Information sharing may strengthen passive defense, but there have also been recent policy discussions about the applicability of active defense. The concept of active defense includes some sort of counterstrike on behalf of the victim in order to create a deterrent effect. However, active defense and counterstrikes may run afoul of laws like the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, which criminalizes the act of intentionally causing damage to a computer connected to the internet. Overall, there is a real threat to national security from cyber attacks, and strengthening connections between the private and public sectors could provide a good starting point for addressing this threat. It is unclear how the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act might change over the next few months or what its ultimate fate might be. It does, however, raise a number of important current issues that are well worth following. I'm Jay Kazin.